Today's daf is daf Kuf Hei. It's the third day of the Omer Tov Shin Samach Tet, and we're holding in Baba Kama, ninth parak, HaGozel Etzim, and we've been dealing with the Inyanim of Hashavat, HaGezela, and we're up to the point of the Mishnah, where the question would be, if there is less than a Shavar Pruta, the Karen, that needs to be returned. So the Mishnah says, if that's the case, if he was Mochalim, or he had already turned the rest of it, Chutz Mipachot Shavar Pruta, the Karen, there's less than a Shavar Pruta left that's owed. At that point, there's no problem for his kapora, and he can certainly, at this point, pay his chomesh, or depending on the case, where there was no issue with the chomesh, he can bring his korban asher. Omer of Papa, lo shenu l'she'in gizela kayemet, this halakha, that less than a shavar pruta pekeren, is not ma'akev, that's only if the gizela is not in his hands, and all he owes is money, because that money is not going to change. Less than a shavar pruta is by definition less than a shavar pruta, and there's no way that he's ever going to be chayev. But suppose he has the item itself of a gizela kayemet, then even though the item is worth less than a shavar pruta, tzorek leilech acharav, then he is going to have to return that to him, because kashinan tishema tiyaker. With inflation, you never know. A little gallon of oil may end up costing you more than mayeda. And therefore, you'll have to bring it to him. Ikidi Amri Omer Rav Papa. Others say that what Rav Papa said was, Lo shana gizela kayemet, ve lo shana she'in gizela kayemet. Actually, makes no difference whatsoever. Eino tzarech leilech acharav, whether the item is extant, or just the value is owed, l'shemet yaker lo chashina. We go according to the current situation. We don't tell somebody he's got to return something, I feel in the mud eye, where currently it isn't worth shavar pruta. Omer Rava. Says Rava, there's some variations on issues over here in terms of determining whether there was a kiyum of the mitzvah of Hashava, or the yisal of a chiyum of Hashava. Let's take it from the top. We'll talk about the simple things first. Gazal shalosh agadot b'shalosh prutot. Let's say you took three items which cost three prutot. Now, the price goes down, and now you can get three for two prutot. Vuzluv amdu ashtai. You give back two now out of the three. So in this case, since it was worth a shavar pruta, the third one, chayav lachzir lo acheret, you have to give that third one back. So despite the fact that now the one that's left is itself worth less than a shavar pruta, the current value is not the issue. Because take a look at the case in the Mishnah. V'tana tuna, we have a clear statement to this effect by the Tana. Gazal chametz v'avar alav ha-pesach. What did we talk about? A case where somebody stole chametz. And now it's after Pesach. He could say to him, Harei sholcha lefanecha. Now suppose that chametz disappears. So time of the ita be'ine. The only reason he can say, Harei sholcha lefanecha, is because the chametz is here. But suppose, leta be'ine, let's say that chametz disappears. So avagav dahashta, lav momono, even though at this point that chametz does not represent the value of a shavar pruta. Nonetheless, given to me, kora momono, since initially it had been worth money, boy shalom, he now has to pay the value that it was worth. So here it makes no difference. Achanami, you're telling me, okay, but the remaining one unit is now available at three for two, which means that each unit is worth less than a shavar pruta, right? But the chametz isn't even worth anything. Forget about it. Less than a shavar pruta. And nonetheless, you'd have to pay if something happens to the chametz. So in this case, if something happens to the thing which initially had been worth the shavar pruta, like this chametz, you have to return it. So, achanami avagav the hashkelo shavar pruta, even though right now it may not be worth a pruta, but kivan to be kora havi shavar pruta, since initially it was worth a shavar pruta by shalumi, and the fact that the unit is currently here in front of us doesn't make any difference, because if it would disappear, it would be no different than the chametz b'pesach. So it represents the value then of a shavar pruta.
We consider
he
stole three different things, or
a group of three. It's irrelevant. Boy, Rava, how about the other way around? How about if he was gozar shtei agudot per pruta? Suppose you stole two units, which were sold two for one prut. Okay, so now you did do a gezela of a shavar prut, right? You went ahead now via zilo achatmehen. You gave one of them back, and didn't give the other one back. So now, miyam rina, do we say, well, hashta leka gezela gabe, I'm not holding anything of yours. Because less than a shavar pruta, and it was never worth a shavar pruta, was always being sold two for one. So less than a shavar pruta is not mechayev me in the chiyev of a shavat gezela. I do not have a shavar pruta of yours. O dilmor, do we say, but the shavar pruta that you stole was never returned? O dilmor halohada gezela da'avigabe. He never returned the gezela that he was holding in his rishus before, so he should be mechayev now to return that. Chodar pashta, Rava came up with the solution to himself, which is gezela ein kan. There is no gezela, and therefore, It sounds like you're saying Hashava Inkan. And therefore there's no Hashava. What? Gezela Inkan, Hashava Yeshkan. I understand. If you're telling me there's no longer any Gezela, that, I mean, the thing to say is that you already did the Hashava and there's no longer Hashava to do. I understand what you mean. There's no Gezela, but there's no Hashava. No, no. What I mean is that despite the fact that there's no Gezela, there's no Hashava. That's what I'm saying. Afa Pisha Gezela Inkan, Mitzvat Hashava Inkan. Now, there's two ways of learning this. Tosfos learns, you never were Mekayim the Mitzvat Hashava. That's true. But the point is, there is no longer a mitzvah hashava, despite the fact that you weren't mekayim it. And therefore, there's nothing that would be ma'akev if you're bringing the hashava. Because the only time that the Torah says it's ma'akev is where you have a shava pruta to be meishiv. In this case, you don't have a shava pruta to be meishiv. Others learn just the opposite. Mitzvah hashava inkan, you were not mekayim the mitzvah hashava, which you still need to be mekayim, and therefore, Beis Din will force you to be mekayim. Okay, but I certainly the lashon of, although there is no gezela, but there's also no chiyav of hashava, indicates one of these two approaches, but Rava never meant to say that gezela inkan, and therefore hashava yeshka inkan. Furthermore, in this very similar case, v'yomar Rava, hare omru, Nazir shegilah v'shiyer shtei sa'arot lo asava lo klum. A very similar situation. You have a Nazir now who has to shave off all his hair. Just like you have a Gazlan who has to return all the money. If the Gazlan leaves one shavar pruta that's unreturned, has to be returned, he can't bring his asha. In the case of the Nazir, if he leaves two sa'arot, that's the equivalent of a shavar pruta, that's the shear that is considered to be sa'ar. Now, what I want to know is, boy, Rav, gila achat. Suppose he went ahead now, he had two hairs, and he goes, this is like straight out of the comics where the barber, you know, cuts that little hair into little pieces and spreads it over his head. Now he's got two hairs, this guy. And oh my gosh, the last one falls out before he gets a chance to even cut it, right? So he was gila achat v'nashra achat. Mao, was he mekayim is giluach or not? What in the world is Rava talking about? I mean, surely Rava's not asking what the din is of a nazir who shaves one hair by one hair. Is that what he's asking? I mean, certainly Rava never thought that you have to shave your entire head in one instant. So we have special nazir shaving devices. You put your head in the device, turn it on, boop, all your hair is gone. That's certainly not what he thought. So we understood that you shave what you can. And the fact is, he did have two hairs. He shaved, so he shaved, it was an act of gimula. He shaved the hair that there was to shave. Now the other hair fell out. What does that have to do with it? At the time that he shaved, he had a shear of gimula. No, that can't be what he's asking, is it? So what is he asking? Surely, nazir shegilach achat kami boile l'rova? Is Rava asking whether it's okay to shave a hair one by one? Omarle, of course not. The actual case was Lotzricha Kagon Shen Nashar. What happened over here is that first Nashar Achat, the remaining one of the two men fell out. Now he's only left with one hair. Now one hair is not a shear of Gilua. There's only one hair there. It means he did not have a shear of hair that was Machayev him to shave. So Miyamrina Ashta Miyat Alaka Shi'ul. Do we say right now this is it? There's nothing left, right? Or do we say, but that's not a giluach? Or do I love giluach? He never was b'kayin the giluach. To be kara hashir shtei sa'arot. Initially, there were two sa'arot that he was b'chuyev to shave. So there was a shir of giluach. But at the time that he did the giluach, there were no shtei sa'arot. So what happened to the mitzvah of giluach? Hadar pashta. Here too, Rava came up with a solution for himself. Sa'ar inkan. There's no hair. And it sounds like, and therefore, giluach inkan. What? If you tell me there's no hair and it's all okay, so then obviously giluach yeshkan. No, what I mean is, afal pisha sa'ar inkan, but mitzvah giluach inkan. Fact is, the man was never mekayim his mitzvah of giluach, and it's as if he was a nazir was not megaleah, and therefore, now, again, each one of these sugyas may have different implications in context. Here it may mean, and Tosfos entertains both of these notions, it may mean what it meant before, that Lamaisi was not Mekayim the mitzvah of Giluach, but clearly there's no Sa'ar that could be Ma'akiv him anymore from drinking wine, bringing his karbanis, and so on. Or it may mean when it comes to Nazir, that since he did not do the Kiyam of his mitzvah Giluach, it would sort of be the equivalent of taking off the hair in a way that was not a Giluach. Therefore, he'd have to wait until he has hair and shear it off properly. So it would be as if the giluach would be ma'akid. There's another case, which is also similar to these kind of issues. And that is the following. It says that the halacha is, Hare Omru, says Rava, Chavit shenikva, v'satmua. How about if you have a case of a tuma that's in a house? You have a barrel. If there's a hole in the between the two areas, the tuma is going to be able to penetrate from one area to the next. Now, the thing is that if you have a chovit that had a hole in it, and now that hole gets stuffed up now with shmarim. Shmarim are the lees of the grapes that were still left in the wine, and now they've all fallen into the hole. So what we have over here is, in fact, a sealed-up chavit. And if you use this chavit, there's no hole in it, you seal around the area of the chavit between the upper and the lower stories. So those shemarim are hitzilua. They save now the upper story from any tumah penetrating. Boy, Rava, what Rava wanted to know, in a similar vein, although this is a little much far afield from the first cases, is suppose agav chetzia mahu. Suppose now you sealed up half of that hole. That if you actually closed up the hole with a proper sealant, do we say, well, you no longer have a nekev? Or do we say, no, you had a nekev, but you haven't closed up the nekev? It was not sealed up properly, so you didn't do a sealing. Omele Rav Yemar, the Ravashi, isn't that a Mishnah? Lav Mishnatenu, who is it? Jitznan, Chavit Shenikva, V'satmu HaShemarim, Itzilua. So if it was filled with things that prevent now, there's no hole, but don't give it a din of a kli, such as shmarim, they're matzil the upper story. How about if you stick a piece of twig from a grapevine into the hole? Pokaka bizmora, then archimareach, you would have to seal up the hole, the remaining hole, with plaster, and only that way it would be properly sealed. So if you did that, then you were matzil. Hayuba shtayim, even if you stuck in two, so now it's stuck in archimareach ben minat stadim, you'd have to still close up the area around the edges, and bein zmorela chaverta. So you see from there that time and the marach. The only reason that it's considered to be sealed up is because you have carefully plastered the whole thing around the twig. Hello, marach mai. But if you hadn't done that, then you wouldn't have done anything, and it would not be matzil. Why? If Rava thinks that you could just plaster up half, that would be sufficient to be matzil, so if you stick a zmora in and you don't plaster up the other half, it should also be enough to be matzil. You no longer have a hole. That's kematzil. So tahavi ki agav chetzia. Come on, says the Gemara. What kind of riot is that? In that case, in a case where you're trying to plug it up with twigs, if you don't plaster it up, the twigs are not going to continue staying there. They shrink a little, fall out of place. But if you agav chetzia, the mitzvah de koi. On the other hand, if you plastered it up, putting clay in half of the hole with something that's capable of staying there, so then it's obviously going to stay there. Rav is not asking the problem because of the fact that it's not a permanent sealant. Rav is asking the din of the need for miruach or the need for the hole. The Omer Rav, another case, would be where somebody is gozo chavetz. V'orvalava pesach. You said, you could see aresha chalafanecha, right? What I'd like to know is, boy Rav, suppose at that point, it's now after Pesach, the guy comes and he says, give me back what you stole. Suppose the guy takes a shvua, but he never stole anything. We said that the minimum shvua has to be a shavuot pruta, but this thing isn't worth anything. So mao, mi amrina, given the imignav, boy shalumele, momonaka kafale, do we say that since if the chometz would be gone now, as if somebody would steal it, so then he would have to pay him back according to what he had stole. It's just that since he has the chometz now, and give him back the chometz. So it boils down to mamonaka kafale. He's basically telling him something that is worth money. Or do we say, but fact is, the chometz is still there, and it's nothing but afra bealmahu, velo kafale mamona. You haven't said anything of value when you said you didn't steal. Now, this issue, which was a milta deboile la Rava, this issue that Rava raised as a question, was obvious to Rabbah. And it was pshita leil Rabbah, the Omar Rabbah. Somebody comes along and he says to a man, shori ganavta, stole my shor. V'omer, lo ganavti, what are you talking about? I never stole your shor. Really? Well, what's it doing right there standing next to you, you idiot? So mativo etzlecha. Oh, that? That? You gave it to me to watch for you. I'm doing you a favor. Shomer chinam ani alav. So in that case, so the guy swears he's a shomer chinam on the shor, but he never stole that shor. He's chayev. Why is he chayev? Because, you see, if he had stolen it, so then if something would have happened to it, he would have been chayev. For Geneva, Aveda, right? Even Onasim. Stole a shore, you got to get the shore back. It's not my business. The shor dropped dead. It's not my business somebody stole that shor from you. You stole a shor from me. But now that he says, I'm a shor mechinam. So now, if anything had happened to that shor, notice that you're fine. I scared it. Now that the shor had been stolen, he would have been potter, right? We've got exactly the case of the Chametz B'Pesach, don't we? As long as the shor is here, it's irrelevant. Shor is here. Everyone. It hasn't died. Nobody stole it, okay? But it says, nonetheless, says Rabbah, that since he pottered himself from Geneva Vaveda, so he's chayev now on the Shvuah of Kfirat Mamon. Suppose he said, oh, that shor? Shomer Sachar ani alav. He's also chayev. Even though a shomer Sachar would be chayev on Geneva Vaveda, but a shomer Sachar's potter from Shvura Umeta. So suppose now something would have happened to it or would have died in the course of working for him, huh? Or just died from a heart attack. Would be potter. Okay, so even though it's here, since theoretically, had it not been here, he would have potted himself. It's now chayim. Same case as the Chametz B'Pesach. The Chametz B'Pesach is worth absolutely nothing, but since if it hadn't been here, it would have been worth something. It's exactly the same situation. The guy says, oh, that shor? I borrowed it from you. I never stole it. So you'll think for a moment, but wait, a shor is chayim even if it drops dead. So he didn't potter himself from anything. Not true. He did potter himself theoretically from something. Chayim. Sharei patatzva mimeita machmat malacha. Since had it dropped dead only in the course of being used for the purpose that it was borrowed, you went ahead and now you're using the shor that you borrowed to work the land, and it gets a heart attack from the work. Oh, I mean, that's what I borrowed it for. So there the Torah patters the shoel, does not patter a gazlan. So that means that even though, we see, I'm half a gab, even though right now the shor is standing right there next to you, just like the Chometz B'Pesach, given the imignif, since theoretically, if it wouldn't be here, he was being called from Mamon. If it had died, Machmat Malacha, he was being called from Mamon. So Mamona Kakafa, Hashtanami, Mamona Kakafa. Aha! So if that's the case, the same thing is true about the Chometz B'Pesach. Hachanami, in Rava's case, Rava would have said, Afagav di Afra bi'amu, it's true, you may be looking at dust, but kiva di imigna boi shalumele, momona ma'aya, since if somebody had walked off of it, you would have had to pay very fine quality money, just like any other money. Hashtanami momona kokofale. So you see, therefore, that it is considered to be the same. Now Rava, it should say, Yativ Rava, Rabbi was sitting and saying over the thing that he just said. So Rav Amram asked Rabbi, Eitvei Rav Abba Rabbi. It says in the Braita, is analyzing the pasuk about someone who denies that he owes money. He's going to make a shvua, he doesn't owe the money. So it says through the pasuk, O matza aveda v'kicheshba, or a guy finds an aveda and he denies it. V'nishba al sheker, and he swears now that he knows nothing about it. So over there, he's chayev now for the kvira. Aha. The braita takes the pasuk and darshans. He has to be makhish, the thing. Prat l'modeh b'ikar. But he cannot agree that he owes the money, just that he came by it in different terms. For instance, guy says to him, shori ganavta, you stole my shor. And he says, wah, mapita, lo ganavta. Well, what's it doing standing there next to you? Mati voetzlacha. Oh, that shor? Atan mechartola, you sold it to me. Now, this makes absolutely no sense. What do you mean, you sold it to me? If you sold it to me, then you're denying you owe me the money. That is veki cheshba. We're going to deal with that problem momentarily. Or, he says, atan etata liba matana. You gave it to me as a gift. Also makes no sense. We're going to deal with it momentarily. Avicha machroli. Your father sold it to me. Avicha natoli b'matana. Okay. So far, these four cases do not seem to address what we're trying to address, which is that I admit that I owe them money, but it came to me through other means. But how about these cases? It followed my para, and it came all on its own. Okay? So, acher para, tirats me'elav. I mean, look, I got a very good-looking para. This shor couldn't resist. Came walking into my house. Or, how about, to'eh baderech mitzativ. I found it walking along the road. Or, Shomer Chinam Ani Alav, your case, Rabbi, your case. I'm a Shomer Chinam. I'm a Shomer Socher Alav. I'm a Shoel Alav. And he swears. And then he's moaned that it was a lie. Yocho Yehe Chayav. Are you listening carefully, Rabbi? The Braita says, you might think that you would be Chayav, like Rabbi claims. Talmud Lomar V'ki Cheshba. Prat L'modeh B'Ikar. That if you're moda that you actually do own the Shor, don't owe the Shor, then that's not considered to be a Hakasha. You're just claiming it was for a different reason. Now you, Rabbah, you said that since by claiming you're a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar or a Shah, as opposed to a Gavlin, that was considered to be Akhashat Mamun, because theoretically, if this thing would disappear, you would be Chayav as a Gavlin, but you might be Potter because of your Taina. I have proven you wrong, Amarle Tadura, you drooling idiot. So, I mean, drooling idiot. Well, the Rashba says, has the Girsa Taradia, which is somebody who drools. He's out of his mind.
It's not the
Tarada
that we see.
No, Rashi's Lashon is Tadura means a guy with no brains. But if it's Taradia, which is the Rashba, it means you're a drooling idiot.
We call him scatterbrained.
No, that's very nice. What are you asking me from that Braita? Kitanya Yidu Karmelei Helech. That Braita is talking about where the guy says, oh man. It's talking about where the guy says, oh, that sure. Talking about where when he said, oh, that sure. Take it. Do me no favors. So at that point, he's giving back the sure. Obviously, at that point, there's no real akhasha in the money. I'm talking about a case where the shore was not right here in front of your eyes. I'm talking about that the shore was out there somewhere or other, and the guy's not saying halach. Now, during the time between the kakhasha and the giving of the money, he's pottering himself if anything happened to the shore. Hey, by the way, that case didn't make any sense. You said, you sold it to me, your father sold it to me, you gave it to me as a gift. What kind of hodah is there? Then you're claiming that it's yours. My mode be ikari guy. I don't understand. No. The case over there, that's the whole point. But why do you think I called you a slobbering idiot? Because the first, if you think that it means what it says, and not that I'm handing it back to you right now, how did you understand the first four cases? That's exactly why you're not thinking. The point over here is clearly, if you said you sold it to me. So it's talking about Lutzricha the Omarle, Lonatati Lachadami. Look, you sold it to me. It's true I haven't paid you. You want the shore? For God's sake, take the shore, but don't claim I stole it. Not paying you, it doesn't mean I stole it. It's going to get you the money at the end of the week like I told you. You want your shore back, take it. That's why I'm saying, says Rabbah, that clearly we're talking about a case where he's handing back the shore. Otherwise, the whole darn thing doesn't make any sense, right? Oh yeah, and what about the case if you gave it to me as a gift? You can't say over there, gave it to me a gift and I was going to pay you. So what does it mean over there? He's claiming that it's his. So what about Atana Tatoli? Or Avicha Natnoli? My motor vehicle, how about that case? Why is that a motor vehicle car? No, over there he said. You gave it to me as a gift on condition that I would do something for you. Maybe you wanted me to make a call, use my protectia, maybe? Well, I didn't do it. You want it back? Take it back. Do me no favors. So Shkil Turcham says, just get out of here. Take your shor and go. And To'eba Derech Bitzativ. What about the case where he said, I found it walking along the road? Why didn't you bring it back to me? That is Gezela. What do you say? I found it. You found it. Did you give me a phone call? Omer Avodah Shvu'ah, Omer Shvu'ah, Veda Matzati V'lo Hayiti Yodei Shishar Shachzur El Alecha. Means he swears that he found it and he had no idea to whom it belonged. Now that you're here and you're giving me a simon, obviously I'm going to give it to you. Tana. Now in a Braita we have Omer Ben Azai. Shalosh Shvu'otein, there are three Shvu'ot. This is in reference to a case where somebody wants a man to testify for him about money that was supposed to be coming to him. Now in this case, he claims that he lost something. Joe found that thing. And now, because Joe found that thing, I need you to testify that Joe has it. If you won't testify, I won't be able to get it. And the guy swears that he knows nothing about it. So what are the three levels of Shvu'ah? Now, we don't know whether the three levels of Shvu'ah that you would be chayav for if you deny. This is called Shvu'at Ha'edut, which is similar to Shvu'at Ha'pikadon, which we've been discussing until now, where you have to deny knowledge of testimony that would have helped the person recover his money. And it's similar to Shvu'ah on Akhashat Mamon, where if you haven't sworn on anything that's relevant to the money, so then you're not chayav either. So we're trying to ask now from a case that is similar to our case. So what happens is like this. Hikir ba v'lo b'motza. He knows the Aveda, but he does not know exactly who it was that found it. Or he knows who found it, but he can't say for sure that this was the Aveda that the guy found. So in other words, he could have said, well, I know that so-and-so found an Aveda, because that would have helped you recover it. Or he doesn't know b'motza v'lo ba, or he doesn't know ba, and he doesn't know b'motza, what is that supposed to mean? If he doesn't know somebody found an aveda, and he doesn't know there was an aveda, what does he know? So then kushta ishtab, I understand, he's saying the truth. I have no testimony that can help you. That's right, you don't. Thank you very much. It means ba'ubamotza. He knows that there was an aveda, and he knows the person that found an aveda. So now, if this is the case, what are we saying that there are three shvuot? But I had no idea this was your aveda. So there was just three possibilities. Guy comes into court. He says, look, I know this guy knows something about my shor that disappeared. Guy swears, I know nothing about your shor that disappeared. Nothing. Turns out, and he swears, I know nothing. Then he says, well, actually, I did see your shor walking along the road. Ah, where? You didn't say anything about that. So he was moda that he swore false. Or he says, well, actually, I did hear that so-and-so found something. I don't know if it's a shor. Oh, well, I could have gone and found out if he found it. Or he says, well, actually, there was a shor walking down the street, and there was a guy who found the shor, but I had no idea if it's your shor. So now, in all of these cases, it's true that the testimony in court would not have allowed the loser to recover his animal in court. So in other words, if he goes to the guy denies it. Or he says, what's a different shor? He's not going to be able to recover it. The only thing is that the lack of testimony damaged him in that it didn't give him a clue to go to the police. So he could have perhaps recovered it, right? So now, does this mean if the aide swears that he knows nothing about this, any of these three cases, he's chayev since his testimony could have contributed to recovery of the loss? Or does it mean it's potter because contribution is insufficient? You'd have to be actually talking about something that would have recovered the loss. So that's a machloket. L'may yochata. Revami amar Rabbi Chanina liftor. In any of these cases, the witness is potter, even though he swore falsely. Because you're only chayev a korban on swearing falsely where the testimony would have recovered the lost item. Shmuel says it's l'chiyuv, that even some help to recover would have been sufficient. But look to Dani Tanai. This is similar to the following machloket, the Tanya. Hamashbia eid echad patur. Suppose man comes to a single witness. Single witness swears he knows nothing about it. Then he says, well, actually, I do know. He says, why did you say anything? It's because I'm only one witness. If I'm only one witness, what could I possibly have achieved in coming and saying I know about it? They would have said, we don't believe one witness. So the guy says, now, wait a minute. It's true that they wouldn't have given me the money, but they would have told the guy that he has to swear that he doesn't have the money. Now, maybe the guy would have said, well, I don't want to swear on the money, so I'll pay you. In which case, there was at least a chance. Now, this is very similar to our case. There was a chance that if you had given the information to the police that so-and-so had found a shor, the police might have discovered it was your shor. They may not have. So it's similar to this case, right? Therefore, I say, boils down to the same machloket. So one man, the Amar, says, you're potter if it's an eid echad. Whereas Reb Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, is Mechayev. Now, Bechoro, what's the machlokes? The Maika Miflege. Mar Savar Dovar Agorim Lamamon Ki Mamon Dami. Umar Savar Lav Ki Mamon Dami. Now, these words are a borrowed term. We've been having a lot of borrowed terms. The technical definition of a Dovar Agorim Lamamon started with the case of Chometz B'Pesach, Chometz Shavar Lava Pesach. So Chometz Shavar Lava Pesach has absolutely no market value. But to you, if it's here, you can return it to the guy and say, Arish HaLafanecha. If it's not here, you're going to have to pay cash. So therefore, for you, it has cash value. That's called Dovar Agorim Lamamon. We're borrowing that term here for the din of Shavuos Eidos to talk about something that might have brought you money. So we're calling that, it could have caused the recovery of the money, we're calling it Dovar Agorim Lamamon. As the Ramban points out, obviously it's a borrowed term that we're using. So one man the armor holds a Dovar Agorim Lamamon is Kamamon in this sense, and one man the armor holds a Lav Kamamon Dami. Omer of Sheshes. You have a Pikadon of a guy. You deny that you have this Pikadon. Akofer Bipikadon. At that point, the moment that you deny you have it, you become a Gazlan. The moment you become a Gazlan, I don't care whether you were Shem Achinam, Shem Rezachar, a Shoel, at this moment you're Chayiv in Onasin. V'tana Tuna, and the Tana clearly states that. Because in the Braita, it says, V'kicheshba, the Pasuk talks about Matzah Avedah V'kicheshba V'nishba Al-Shak. So V'kicheshba, Lamadnu Onesh. We now see that it's considered to be a gezela, and you're mechuyev to be meshivit. So, okay, that's your, so to speak, onesh. Where do we see that you're not allowed to do the action of denying? Azara minayin, tabu doma, therefore the Torah says, lo tignovu velo techachashu. So that means denial of something is also part of the iser, lo tignovu, lo techachashu. So now when we talk about the azara, we talk about the onesh. What onesh do we mean? My love, I would assume that we're talking about an onesh of mamon, meaning that if the guy denied it, in his denial, he became chayev for onesim. Where if he hadn't denied it, he would have been potter on onesim. So doesn't that show that you're punished for a denial? Even though you didn't do anything, you didn't move it, you didn't make any change whatsoever, except the denial per se, it changed the terms of the relationship. You are now a gazlan, even though there was no act of tzumet yad in the pikadon. You didn't take it. You now become the gazlan yerchayev. I guess? Says, well, no, you can't bring a raya from there. You may be right, but you can't prove it. Because remember that the context of that braita was talking about a shvuah. And over there, the shvuah also is mechayev you. In all of the things that the Shvuah is mechayev you. He claimed, Reb Sheshes, that the Mer HaKhasha was mechayev you, not the Shvuah. I understand, the Pasuk says, that if Kicheshba v'nishba al shaker, so then he has to return it, and if he doesn't return it, then he's going to have to pay Kishat HaGzela, etc., etc. Okay, but where does it say in that Pasuk that for a HaKhasha without a Shvuah, there's an Onesh that's mechayev you now to pay, even for Onasim. Therefore, you cannot prove that Reb Sheshes is din from that Brayta. No, says the Gemara, that's not true. Because read on. I mean, Ketani Seifa. The Seifa now of that same Braita continues on to say, the Ishtaba, Michlal de Resha de Lo Ishtaba. The Seifa talks about a case where he swore. The Resha obviously was talking about without swearing. Read the Seifa, the Ketani Seifa. The Parsa continues to say, Matzave Davaki Cheshba Vinishba Al Shaker. So there it says, Labmadnu Onesh. We now know that there is an Onesh involved. What's the onesh? You're going to have to pay the chomesh. You're going to have to bring a karban asham. Where does it say in the Torah that what you did was prohibited? Where was the azara? Talmud lamar, lo, the pasuk continues, lo tignovu, velo techachashu, velo techakiru. Okay, so you lied. Since the continuation of the brayta was referring to the closing words of the pasuk, where over there it says, v'nishba al shaker, midi ishtaba. So clearly the ratio was referring to the first part of the pasuk. Even before you made a shvua, there's already an onesh. What is that onesh? The only thing that's left is retracious. That at this point, you're chayev even for onesim. Whereas up until now, or beita matmat malacha. Whereas up until now, you had the terms of shomer chinam, shomer tzachar. We do have a raya then to Rav Sheshes. No. Not necessarily. Maybe idiv idiv ishtab. Maybe both cases are talking about shvuat shakim. But kan shoda, kan shebo edim. Question over here is, was he moda? If he's moda, he's chayiv in the chomesh and the asham. That's a whole new issue, right? Over there it says that he comes along vodat chatato. Okay. There we know there's a different onesh. If you're never moda, there's no chomesh, there's no asham, right? Fine. So there we're talking about, you weren't moda, but edim came. Wait a minute. Edim came. So now what happens when edim come? When Edim come, the onesh would be, therefore, that you're chayev ba'onasim. That's exactly the point that Reb Sheshes made. So, otu Edim chayev ba'onasim. Oduye ode chayev ba'kar v'chomesh v'yasha. So there's two cases. Both cases have an onesh. Both cases were looking for the azara. So the azara, the first case, was the hakasha. The azara, the second case, that was b'chayev v'kar v'chomesh v'yasha, was the shvua, which is what the shakru. And therefore, the whole braita makes perfect good sense. Backing Reb Sheshes. Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is a brilliant, brilliant question on this. The din is that when you would be mechayev somebody, and that person cannot take the shvua that you're telling me, you're being mechayev to swear. So kishidegdo chashud ala shevua. So the braita continues to say, in a case where there's a whole list of cases in the Mishnah in Shvua, the following people make a shvua, and take because of their shvua. Now we know all of the shvuas, the arises, you swear that you don't owe money, and then you keep. But the Rabbanan gave cases of a tikkun of shvua, the Rabbanan, where you can make a shvua and take. One of those cases is where the person that was supposed to take the shvua, the potter himself, is not able to make a shvua. Why is he not able to make a shvua? He was found once to have lied with a shvua. So for that, or for that matter, he's a ganav. He was found to have stolen. So those cases that such a person can't take a shvua, he's not trusted. One of the takkadas the Rabbanu made is that you can make a shvua and now collect as if he admitted by saying, I can't take a shvua. So, brilliant question that Rami Bar Chama has like this. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, what are cases of somebody who's choshen ala shvua? Well, suppose he was found to have lied with a shvua ta'idut. Suppose he was found to have lied with a shvuah tapikadon. Suppose he was found to have lied even with a shvuah shav, where he just made a shvuah that had nothing to do with mamon, but he treats shvuahs lightly. Now, I got a problem, because according to you, Reb Sheshes, im ita bekviru udiyefsalei. Why do we need to take a case of nifsal on a shvuah because he lied with a shvuah on a shvuah tapikadon? You said, the moment he denied owing the pikadon, he became a goslin. Therefore, there's never a case where someone is nifsal with shvuat pikadon, because by the time he got to the shvuah, he was already nifsal because he was a goslin. So you see from the mission that you're wrong, that actually a person is not considered to be a goslin if he denies. He's only considered to be nifsal when he actually takes the shvuah check. Huh? Beautiful question. Amri, to which Reb Sheshes answers, it's talking about over there, where the animal is out at pasture somewhere. It's going to take him days to get it. He's embarrassed. So over there, he doesn't really mean to deny it. He's putting the guy off. He says, I don't remember anything about that. Which means he's going to run out now, spend the day looking for it, bring it back and say, oh, of course that was your animal. It's been here the whole time. I take very good care of the animals that are given into my rishuts, right? But Reb Sheshes' case is talking about where Adam show up and they say it was right there in his barn and he claimed that he never had it. There, indeed, he was nifsal without a shvuah because he was a gazan. And at that moment, he becomes chayav. But where a guy is trying to cover up for embarrassment, he's trying to push someone off, but never intends to actually keep it. So each tamit nalei, all he's doing is putting him off or pretending to forget, thinking to himself, the azilna, I'll run out there, umartinalei, and I'll bring it back. And that's got to be the din. Because Tate, I'll prove it to you, says Reb Sheshes. Dom revita baravin, hakofer bimilva. Somebody denies taking a loan, he's kosher le'edus. But if he denies taking something to watch for you, but pikadon, he's posel le'edus. So, I mean, what's the difference between the two cases? Clearly, if he's kefir in something that was a pikadon, he has the pikadon, so he intends to keep it. Whereas if he's kefir in the milva, he doesn't have the money. The milva was given to him to use. Now, he promised to get the money back to you. He didn't get the money in time. So he's saying, I don't remember anything about a loan, in order to run around for the next 24 hours begging people to lend the money so he could pay. Oh, yes, of course, I'm so sorry, I completely forgot. So there was no intent at that point to steal. To be continued, hopefully with a voice, tomorrow. Could be pachot be shavaput to beker and omrepap. Lo shadu ala she'in gizela kayemet, ava gizela kayemet, tzricha leila kacharav. Chashinan sheba tiyaker. Ikini amri omrepap, lo shada gizela kayemet, lo shada she'in gizela kayemet. Eino tzarich leila kacharav. Lo shema tiyaker lo chashinan. Omar Rava, Gozal Shalosh Agudot Veshalosh Prutot Vuhuzlo V'yomdo Ashtayim Im Ezir Lo Shtayim Chayav Lachzir Lo Acheret V'tana Tuna Gozal Chomet Rava Lo V'Pesach Omer Lo Arishok Alofanecha Taima Diyite Beine Halet Beine Afgav Dash Salab Mameinai Gabe But Kiva Demi Kora Momono Boi Shalom Elei Hakena Me Afgav Dash Salab Prutot Kiva Demi Kora Havi Shavar Prutot Boi Shalom Elei Boi Rava Gozal shte agudot beprutah, v'gzilo achat ma'en ma'u. Mi aminan hashta leke gzela gabe, odilma holo ada gzela dahave gabe. Odar poshta gzela inkan, therefore ashava inkan. What are you talking about? Gzela inkan ashava yeshkan. No, what I mean is, afal pi she gzela inkan, but there is mitras ashava also inkan. V'yomar rabba, hare amru, nazir she gilach v'shir shte sa'arot, lo asava lo klo. Boy, Rabbi, how about if he only had shtei sarot? Gilach achat v'nashra achat mahu. Omer lei Ravach midiftei l'ravina. What? Is Rabbi asking about a dozer shegilach achat achat k'mi bay lei l'rava? Omer lei, the case was the opposite. Patzricha, kagon shenashar achat mehen. V'gilach achat. So mi amina, hashta mi atolek ha-shiur. Odil ma'olav gilachu. To be koshir shtei sarot. V'ashta ki gilach loav shtei sarot. Hodar Pashta, Sar Inkan, therefore Giluach Inkan. What? He's Sar Inkan, Giluach Eshkan. No, what it means is, Alpha Pisha Sar Inkan, Mitzvah Giluach Inkan. V'yomar Rav, Hare Amru, Chavit Shenikva, V'satmua Shemarim, Hitziluah, the second story. So boy, Rav, how about if Agaf Chetzia, Mahu, Omle Rav Yemel Ravashi, what's the question? Lav Gushnatenu Isa? Tadan Chavit Shenikva V'Sat Mua Shmarim Hitzilua. But Pikaka Bizmora Archi Emareach Hayu Bashtai Archi Emareach Minat Stadim Ubein Zmora L'Chaverta. So you see, the only reason it's Matzil is time of the Mareach. But Halo Mara Lo Amai V'Teviki Agav Chetzia. So clearly Agav Chetzia it doesn't mean anything. Amri Harchi Ashtata Mi Lo Marach Lo Koi. But Agav Chetzia Midi De Koi Koi. V'Yomar Rava Hare Amru Gazach Chobitz Varav Alava Pesach Omer Lo Reish Chol Lefanecha. Boy Rava, how about Nishbala Mahu? Mi Amrina Kivin Di Migna Boy Shalom Elei Etzma Monaka Kofa Lei Odu Mahash Tu Mieta Monach V'Afra B'Yalmu V'Lo Kofa Lei B'Mona. Milta Di Boy Leila Rava Pshita Leila Rava V'Yomar Rava Shuri Ganavta V'Omer Lo Ganavti. So what's he doing there? Mati was, Shabachon Mechidam Ani Alav. He's Chayav. Shari Patar Atzmo B'Ginei Vav Aveda. Shomer Sachar Ani Alav. Chayav. Shari Patar Atzmo Mishvura Umeita. Shoel Ani Chalav. Chayav. Shari Patar Atzmo Mimeita Machmat Malacha. Ama Afa Gav Do Akayim. Kiva Di Migdav. He was claiming the Mamona Kakafa. Sashtelav Yamona Kakafa. Same thing is true about Chomer Shavala Bepesach. Hakinami. Afa Gav Di Afa Bi'amu. But theoretically, migna boy shalom elei. So then, mamona mahaya, mamona mahaya. So then, hashtadami mamona kakafal. Yotiv rabba v'kovel hashmeitzta. Eit v'rabba mamul rabba v'kichesh ba prat lamoda be'ika ketzat. Shari ganavta v'omer lo ganavti. Mati v'etzlecha tamacharta li. Ata natata li b'matana. Avicha machroli. Avicha natlo li b'matana. Achar parati rats be'elav, or be'elav ba'etzli, or to'eba derach mitzativ, or shomer chanam ani alav, or shomer zachar ani alav, or shoel ani alav, v'nishpa v'oda. Yocho yechayav, like you claim, Rabba, Talmud lomar v'kichishpa, prat l'moda be'ika. Omar lai, you are really idiot. Tadura. Kitanya hitakom lai helach, kikamine de kaiba ba'agam. But the Atamachartali, my mode be ikerika, Lotzricha di Omale, lo natati l'chadami. You want a shor? For God's sake, take it back, but don't claim I'm a ganav. So shkil tur chavizil, atane tatoli, and avicha natoli. What are you going to say over there? That you owed him money? My mode be ikerika? Nah, I owed you a favor. Di Omale, I'm not avid l'chaneich d'nafshin. I never did it. You want the shor back? Forget about my protection. Take your shor vizil. Toeba derech mitzativ. Why can he say, and how come you didn't give back? Omer avodish will be omer shvu'a v'edah matzati, but lo hayiti yodea shishalcha shachzirena lecha. Tani omer benazek, shalosh shvu'otein, hikir ba v'lo b'motza'a. B'motza'a v'lo ba, lo ba v'lo b'motza'a. What do you mean? Lo ba v'lo b'motza'a. So he's saying the truth. Kushti ishtaba. No, I mean, sorry. Ba u b'motza'a. So lemayo, chata Rav Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Chanina liftur. When Shmuel Amar lechiyuv, beplukte dani tanoi, the tani amashbia edachad patur. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon bechayev, like a miflege. Mar sabadover agarb la mama, which over here the guy might not have been nishpa, is kamomen. Umar sabalav kamomen dami Amar of sheshet. Hakufer bepikadon nasel of gazlan, and at that moment he's chayev onsi. V'tana tuna. V'kichishba lamanu onesh, which I assume means v'chiyev of mamon. Azara minayet tamanom lo tekachashu. My love lo onesh mamon. No, maybe not. Maybe it's referring to the chomish and the yasham and the onesh of the shvua. No, because meliktoni sefer di ishtaba v'chlad reshet lo ishtaba. Diktoni sefer v'nishbal shaker lamanu onesh. Azara minayin tamanom lo tishakru. I mean, a sefer dishtaba. Clearly, the ratio was the lo ishtaba. No, not necessarily. Idivini dishtaba. Kancha oda, kancha bo edim. So, the ratio was talking about bo edim. So, if atu edim, then the onesh is, like Rav Shesha says, the ischai bo onesin. Iduye oda, ischai bekar mechomish v'yosho, for the shvua. Modiv romi parchoma. Uchashinek do chashul ala shvua kitsa. Echad shvat haedut, echad shvat hapikadon, afil shvat shav. Now, if Rav Sheshes is right, you never get to make the shvat hapikadon to pasul you, because the moment that he was kofer, he was already pasul. No, amri achma yaskinan, dekoi ba'agam. In which case, the kvira really isn't meaningful. It's only if he was nishba. The savar ishtamit nale, adi azilna umaitinale. Teida, that there's a difference. Yom revita barovin, hakofir b'milve kashela edut. Because we don't assume he's a ganav. But, bepikadon, we could have given it back. At that point, he's possible edut.